Hello, I'm here with A21 spokesperson for 18 years, Denny Kidd. She's also an author of several books, but today she's here going to talk to me about modern day slavery. And I told you would be happy to hear about this, but I lied because nobody wants to hear this is going on in our world. It's terribly tragic and just awful. But if we know about it, then maybe we can help change it. All right, Jenny, take it away.
Yeah, definitely. Knowledge is power, especially when it comes to modern day slavery. Thank you for having me, Susie Vinson. I'm really honored to be on your podcast.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for coming.
Modern day slavery, human trafficking, sex trafficking, indentured slavitude. I said that wrong. Servitude, I'm sorry, is the fastest growing crime and the most profitable crime in the world today.
Oh, is it now? Because I knew it was up there with drug trafficking.
Yeah, it's surpassed any kind of drug
Oh, that's
trafficking
terrible.
now. And it's very unfortunate. 40.3 million people are in modern day slavery, and actually, that's an old number from last year. With our open borders, unfortunately, children are being trafficked to Texas. They are really taking advantage of that. Human traffickers are taking advantage of the open borders to bring a lot of children in, which is very, very sorrowful.
Well, the average age is 8,
Yeah,
right?
average age is eight
Oh,
now. It's just
I have a
heartbreaking.
9-year-old, and that just breaks my heart. Which, by the way, parents, if your kids are playing on this Roblox or whatever it is, make sure that, or any type of computer game, make sure you have your security things set, and also just check them occasionally because stuff sometimes gets past you.
Absolutely. Human traffickers target Facebook. They actually advertise for
Really? On
children on
Facebook?
Facebook.
Oh.
Yes, it's a big marketing thing for them. They look for
Oh.
children's
Well, I don't
pictures.
think kids are on Facebook anymore, are they?
No,
It's
but
because their parents
parents
aren't.
post a lot of pictures
Oh,
of their
gosh. Oh,
Facebook.
dear.
And that is a huge way that in the United States that kids get targeted. So that's something to look out to. You might want to be
Yeah.
careful about who your friends are on
Yes, for
Facebook.
sure.
The largest part right now in the United States that is getting trafficked is California and Texas, and that's because of the open borders. Social media is a problem. Runaway girls is a big problem. If you have teenagers, tell them, let's work it out. They target runaway girls. They tell them, oh, I'll give you a house. You don't have to live with your parents, and I'll give you a job. And then they find themselves locked in that house. Doing jobs and always being in debt to the person, and very little food, very little clothing. So, try to have conversations with your teenagers about that's work it out because you could end up in human trafficking.
Yeah, a lot of these people, I think they pose as caring friends or maybe a possible boyfriend or
Yeah.
whatnot. And then once they get them, they snatch them up and they may drug them.
Very, yes.
They'll switch them to a different state. Though I know that this highway its system is very prominent for exchanges, which is
Yeah,
terrifying.
Tennessee
And you
used to
know
be a
what?
horrible place, but Texas and
This is
California, it's
sickening
nice.
too because even in our local area a few years ago, there was a human trafficking sting bust with a church.
Oh,
Grace
yes.
Baptist, I think it was. Oh my goodness. I did a whole thing on that. That's sickening to me. So I'm not trying to say be paranoid, but make sure you know where your kids are at and who they're with and check in on them. Put trackers on their phones. And because unfortunately.
Unfortunately, you need to be cautious, more cautious than when I was raising my children, and even
Yeah.
more cautious than when my mom was raising me. But you do need to be cautious. That's a lot of people. It's a $150 billion industry. 71% are women that are trafficked. The numbers have gone up for children, 30% of children. 5.4 out of every 100 people are enslaved.
Oh my gosh.
So it is something that you need to be cautious
What do you
about.
think feeds this? I know the porn industry does.
Absolutely.
So if you're watching porn, please stop. You may think it's innocent, or, I mean, obviously nobody thinks porn's innocent, but you may think that it's not a big deal, but, you know, it is, because that, this industry definitely taps into that. And then
pedophile rings,
like, it's, how, you know, and just, that? I mean, I know what that is, but I mean, are you talking about the Catholic Church? What are, I mean, oh, I'm sorry.
Well, yeah.
Well,
the Catholic Church does have a sorrowful past in that, but pedophile rings, they buy children, unfortunately. So
who's selling these children?
Human traffickers.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting. I don't even.
And the thing about why it's more prevalent, makes more money, is because they can resell a girl many times. You can sell a drug one time, but you can resell a child and a girl many times to many different people.
Oh, okay. That reminds me of a podcast that A21 put out a few years ago, where it had three different characters. It had one that was a guy who honestly had just got sucked into the promise of a new job in a new country. And when he got there, he was captured. They wouldn't let him out, and he was just working.
Right.
And then there was a little girl that she was like maybe 3 or 4. Mm-hmm. I don't remember what country it was, but she was being doped up and having to, like, kind of dance for, you know, and her parents were doing it. Oh, anyway. And so, so they did three different stories, and then the other one, I can't remember what the other one was, but I'll try to find the link. And
so the other one is probably a teenager that is from a country that is poverty stricken, and they are hardly eating, and they get the promise of being a hairdresser. That's a common used line. And if they just come to this country, so they fly them, and once they land, they take their passport away from them, and they find themselves in sex trafficking. And they're locked the doors on them. They keep a good watch on them.
It's pitiful.
And it is pitiful, and they don't give them back their passport, and it's very
it's like that movie Taken, in a way.
You know what?
Was it Taken? Is that
A21 actually tells you to watch that movie, Taken, because it is an educational piece. That is a way they do traffic. Don't ever send your teenagers to Europe with their teenage friends.
Send your kids to the beach without you.
Absolutely.
I'm a little bit of a helicopter mom, I guess, but I don't care.
I think that's okay in this environment.
Yeah.
A21.org has so much information to help you prevent trafficking of your children. They have education for school systems.
Oh, great.
They, if you go to A21.org, they'll tell you what part of the population in the world is trafficked, where they're trafficked, how they're trafficked.
Yeah.
It's just a wealth of information. October is Human Trafficking Awareness Month.
Okay.
So you could go to A21 and buy a $15 t-shirt, and it,
I love their shirts. They're always so cute.
They're
and cozy.
Always different.
Yeah.
And some company always donates to Christine Kane's A21 campaign to eradicate slavery in the 21st century.
She's an amazing woman.
And she is.
I heard her speak one time, and she was
so I think good. I heard her with you.
I don't think we were together.
But anyway, we got off. She is an amazing woman, but the neat thing about the t-shirts, they're always donated from a company, and she gets every bit of that $15, and that's to go to Restore a Girl, to prosecute human traffickers.
You're
I'm sorry,
like
I missed the ground.
You're just
and
like me today.
Yeah, so to prosecute traffickers. And the last thing they did with the money, I thought was really a very unique way of preventing human trafficking. They went to refugee camps and put a safe number in every language on the, they put water trailers in because there was no water, which was a neat thing in the first place.
Oh.
And people could get water, and they also had a number in their language that they could call if they felt like they were getting harmed. So I thought that was a
great refugees have phones? I don't know. I mean, are they...
Well, a UN
okay.
is always around a refugee camp, and they can they could have gone to the UN and say, I feel endangered and I want to call this number, and 821 goes in and helps prevent that girl or man, whatever is going on.
Okay.
So I thought that was a wonderful use of money. They also provided water, which was
sometimes
it's
the basic thing. Yeah. That, I mean, you need the basics. Mm-hmm. I mean, oh my goodness. All right. Well, thank you so much for giving us some information. Is there anything else you want to talk? I mean, add.
I would encourage everyone to go to a21.org. Do the research yourself, get educated yourself, where you can protect yourself and others from this horrific crime.
Yeah, because it could really happen to anyone, and that's the really scary thing. Mm-hmm. There's the walk. Is the walk going on that you know of? I mean, I know we've done it in the past.
Yes, but last year it was canceled because of COVID. Yeah. I am still kind of waiting to see if that's going to go.
Okay, we can follow up about that. Mm-hmm. All right.
You can follow me on Facebook. I'm posting stuff about A21 right now.
Okay.
Denny Kitt. Okay. And you can read the different posts I'm doing right now. And all through October, I will be posting about modern day slavery.
Okay. Well, thank you for being an advocate for people that need it desperately. All right.
Thank you
guys,
for having
stay
me.
Stay safe. Bye.